It was like massive light bulb went on when you said, when you get into the DMs, let's say, and you show them right away that you're the authority as opposed to, well, how are things going? And just being more of the friend. And I never thought about it that way. I was like, why do I keep getting stuck in this friend zone? But it's like I'm carrying on a conversation as though I'm wanting to be their friend, not showing them, hey, I'm the expert, I'm the authority, you know, in this field to where I can help you, you know, and I want to help you.
And welcome to the Scale Your Sales podcast. I am your host and soon to be BFF, Jillian Murphy. If you are absolutely exhausted of hearing the same podcasts that only leave you feeling motivated and just a bunch of fluff, well, you have absolutely landed on the right podcast. In this podcast, we are going to talk about the most important skill you need in your business, and that is how to generate sales. We are going to dive deep into topics such as messaging, marketing, how to organically drive traffic into your business through lead generation. We are going to talk about how to create consistent cash months inside of your business. And we are also going to talk about how to build a company that isn't just making money, but is actually building wealth while also getting back your most important thing, which I know is time freedom. Now, I am here for real talk, real advice, and straightforward tips that you can always walk away and implement immediately into your business. But I have to tell you, I am not your typical business mentor. We are gonna have real talk about your real business. So if you are looking for somebody that's going to tell you that you can just manifest your business or how to make $1 million tomorrow, this is not the podcast for you. We are gonna talk about real skills to build a real business. I have spent over 25 years in the corporate sales space, generating over $1 million in sales through multiple industries. In the online space, I have been able to help over 500 entrepreneurs not only grow their sales, but scale their businesses. Several times per week, we are going to bring you solo episodes, guest episodes, how-to episodes, and even hot seat coaching. So if you are ready to scale your sales, let's freaking go. What's up, babes? Welcome back to the podcast. I am super excited today because I have my friend Noelle on, who's also like a longtime client. She's in the Infinity program. And you guys know I have been doing some hot seat coaching on the podcast. And she was one of the first people to raise her hand and be like, let me come on the podcast and get hot seat coached. But before we actually dive into hot seat coaching, I want to give Noelle the opportunity to tell you guys who she is and what she does.
All right. Well, I am excited to be here with you, Jillian. And I'm Noelle Custis, and I'm the founder of Rise to Shine Co. And that's where I just help aspiring women as an empowerment and transformational coach to really help them rewrite their next chapter, whatever season they are in life. And I'm all about helping them create a life that they love and show up as their favorite selves.
And you have a podcast coming out.
I do.
Tell us about the podcast.
I know. I have to add that to my, and I'm a podcaster.
And you're like, and I'm a podcaster, and I'm a community builder, and I'm a mama. Like,
that's right. That's right. I wear a few hats. And yes, we've got a podcast coming out on April 23rd. Super excited. And here we go.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. You guys, again, Noelle's been in my world for a long time. And one of the things that I can tell you about Noelle is like, she is an action taker. Like, she is someone who gets things done. And, you know, there's a lot of people that join my programs that, you know, like show up like half to the calls, or they have their cameras on, or like, you know, I can see them like in the background, like doing laundry or whatever. Like, one thing I can say about Noelle is everything that you've ever been in with me, you were like 100% present. You are present, you are taking notes, you are active in the community. And I think that's why you're having the results that you've had. So I just want to like really give you a shout out, because you are really doing the work, whether it's slow, fast, medium, whatever pace it is, you really are doing the work. And that's the long game here, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. No, I definitely feel like, you know, if I'm in this, I want to show up, because that's the energy that I want to create too. You know, I want to make sure that I'm drawing in people that want to show up and do better.
Yeah.
Be better.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we are going to do some hot seat coaching on this podcast all today. Right. And as you guys know, I don't know what they bring to me. Sometimes I get a little anxious in my stomach, right? I'm like, I hope I can answer their questions that they bring on the show. So I don't know what they bring. I don't know what's really going on. Even though Noelle is in the Infinity program, you know, I don't know everything that's going on in her business, all her challenges, all her struggles. So let's start with challenge number one that you're having and let's kind of walk through it.
All right. Well, I definitely know for me that my superpower is to be an empowerer, especially for women. I just, it's in my soul. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely in that space. Why I signed up for the Infinity program and what I need help in is sales, flat out. That's what I need. So you will be able to talk to me about this and no need to get nervous because you are the expert. But I have to tell you, one of your posts recently literally triggered me. And
Tell me.
So it was the one that you talked about different phrases not to use mm-hmm. when you're selling in the DMs. Yeah. And I will tell you that when I read that, I realized my growth. So mm-hmm. I saw some growth within myself, yep. but I absolutely cannot deny that my language must have more authority and confidence yeah. when it comes to sales. And I know that that is a struggle of mine because I can very easily stay in the friend zone or the, you inspire me so much yep. and how to turn that into yeah. a sale of like, I can help you too.
Yeah. You know, I love that. And I love that you identified that. And I think that anytime something triggers us, it's always like, ooh, what does this actually mean about us? Because you guys, I get fucking triggered every day on social media. And then I'm like, okay, let me pull out the mirror and be like, why is this triggering me? Why do I want to punch this person in the face? Why do I want to block them? Why do I want to mute them? Like, why is this? And usually it's an internal thing that I actually have to work through. So one, I love that you did that. But this is the thing. Most people are not professionally trained in sales, right? Mm-hmm. We start a business, whether it's a brick and mortar or an online business, and yep. we don't know what to say. And I'm going to tell you guys a little story really quick. I'm right now. So a lot of you guys know Alex, my CEO, right? So Alex actually brought me in right now on a business project with him. And one of the things that I am doing is for hours a day, I am actually listening to call recordings of salespeople that are not closing sales. And let me tell you, it is one of the cringiest things I've ever had to do listening to these sales calls. But this is the thing. People don't know. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. They've never been professionally trained. So while like you might say like, oh, wow, like I am in the friend zone or I did say that or I did muffle over my numbers or whatever it is, unless you've been professionally trained to sell, you don't know what to say. So I think there's a couple things, and this is exactly what I'm working with this company on. Number one, and this is what I've learned even like listening to hours and hours of these sales calls, is you have to show your personality, right? So like Noelle, you have a great personality. So for you, one of the quickest things I would do is how quickly can you get to a voice note? Because you are going to shine through so much quicker in a voice note than you are versus like a text. So quickly, I would transition anything that you are in personally to like, hey, would you be open to moving into voice notes? I personally always ask for permission. Like, hey, are you cool with me sending a voice note? Are you okay with us moving to voice notes? Because then they're going to feel your energy. They're going to feel 100% who you are. And that's the biggest thing I'm learning, like listening to these sales calls in this company right now is like, everyone's like a fucking robot. No one has a personality. Like the person on the other end is like making a joke and like they're so awkward. They don't even like know what to say back or like they say something and it's like, why are you not laughing? Like the person's like just told a joke, right? So it's like infuse your personality because that's actually what's going to like magnetically draw people into you, right? The second step when it comes to selling, whether you're in the DMs, a sales call, a dial up, right? Whatever it is like, what is the person actually struggling with? This is the other thing I've learned by listening to these sales calls is we are going round and round and round with people without actually asking them like, what's your current challenge right now? What are you working on? Why do you want to build this pavilion? Why do you want to get out of this marriage? What is your biggest struggle in sales? Like, just ask people what's going on right now. Like, tell me what's going on. This instantly puts you at the place, one, that you care. And two, that like you can help them, right? Somebody slid into my DMs today and she was like, hey, Jillian, my friend Beth referred me to you as a sales coach. I'm not going to say like, hey, how are you? Like, tell me about your day. I literally say to her, amazing. I'm so excited that you're here. Tell me about your current challenges in your business. I instantly am like, what's going on? Tell me. But if I was to say like, oh, thank you so much for being here. Like, how's your day? Now we're peers, we're friends. And not that I don't want to be friends with her, but I want to show her very quickly how I can actually help them. So don't be afraid to ask people, what are your challenges? What is something you're currently working on right now? What are these types of things, right? From there, it's like, how can you help them, right? So I'm going to go to the sales calls that I'm listening to right now. We're building these patios. So it's like, what is the current challenge that you're working on? Maybe it's like, they don't know how to build a patio. Okay, can I tell you how my company and I can come in and basically take over this project for you? Super simple. Hey, I'm unhappy with my marriage. Can I tell you about this course that I created? Hey, I'm struggling with sales. Hey, let me tell you about my signature sales program. Just offering them something so quick, right? And then it's like, you're moving through that conversation really quick. And I think for a mm-hmm. lot of people, we don't want to like come right in for it. But at the end of the day, people are looking for solutions to their problems.
Right.
They're looking for people to help them. And one of the biggest things that I've learned listening to these hours and hours and hours of sales calls is we overtalk. We're like, oh, let me tell you about this and this and this and this and this. And it's like, people aren't asking about all of these things. Figure out the problem and then offer them the solution. I don't need to talk to this girl in my DMs today for a year. I need to figure out what her challenge is in sales and be like, let me show you how I can help you. Mm-hmm. And then the relationship will build from there. But let me ask you, where do you think your biggest struggle is sales? Is it being in the friend zone?
I think it's being in the friend zone. What you said just, it was like massive light bulb went on when you said, when you get into the DMs, let's say, mm-hmm. and you show them right away that yeah. you're the authority as yeah. opposed to, well, how are things going? And yeah. just being more of the friend.
Yeah.
And I never thought about it that way. I was like, why do I keep getting stuck in this friend zone?
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm carrying on a conversation as though I'm wanting to be their friend, not yeah. showing them, hey, I'm the expert. I'm the authority in mm-hmm. this, you know, in this field to yeah. where I can help you, you know, yeah. and I want to help you.
Yeah.
That is huge for me because that's what I do. I dilly dally in that space, yeah. I think. And then it's like, once you get in that space, it's a lot harder then, because then I'm like
come out
to figure out, how do I get out of this and say
yeah, it's kind of like dating. It's like, now you're in the friend zone. It's like, you want to kiss them. And it's like, okay, well now this is like really awkward. Cause now I have to like backtrack like 1,000 steps. But if you just would have been like on the first date, been like, hey, like, I'm just going to try to kiss you. Then it's like, it's just for me. It's like, I feel like it's harder to go back. The other mm-hmm. thing that I do, and I work with my clients on this, and you're going to get like, you're going to learn about this in infinity as we go through it. Find something that you know that all of your ideal clients maybe struggle with, or maybe something that your ideal clients maybe all do online, and then you can offer them this piece of advice. So I'm going to give you an example in my business, what I do. And if you listen to this podcast, you might have been like, she's actually done this to me. Mm-hmm. So two things that make me crazy on Instagram is, one, when people say like, hey, everybody, makes me crazy. Or when people have a bunch of stories and there's actually no words and they're just like talking on and on and on, but like there's no captions, right? So what I will do, let's say I'm following Noelle mm-hmm. and I'm like, hey, Noelle is like such an ideal client. I love her energy. I'd love to have her in my world. I absolutely know that I can help her scale her sales, right? But I'm watching her stories and you're talking about a product that you're launching, or you're even just talking about your weekend, right? And I'm watching your stories and there's no words. What I do all the time is I reach out to you in your DMs and I say, if we've never voice messaged, I text it and I say, hey, Noelle, I just binged all of your stories and you gave some great information on there. Are you open to me giving you a quick sales tip? 99.9% times, unless they're a fucking asshole. And if they are, you don't want them in your world. They're going to say, yes, of course, I would love one. Mm-hmm. Then this is what you say. I just binged your stories. And I don't know if you know this, but the majority of people actually watch Instagram stories on mute. They're actually not listening to it, or they're distracted. Mm-hmm. Next time you talk about your stuff, you should actually put some captions on there because it would be super helpful. I hope you found this tip helpful. Or I'll say something like, hey, I saw that you just talked about your offer and you said your price was $10,000. Next time, try saying 10K, because there's actually a difference between 10,000 and 10K. I hope this tip helped you. Mm-hmm. And I'm just giving them like a, I'm just giving them a piece of like free advice.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, wow, like she was really helpful and she didn't ask me anything in return. So it's like, what is something that any of you listening to the podcast right now could offer your audience as just like a free value tip that you're like, I could offer this to basically every single person that I follow right now?
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Writing all my notes as we're doing this. I love it.
You guys, Noelle is such a good note taker. She's always taking notes in the program.
It's the way it sticks in my brain too. It's like that reinforcement.
Yeah.
But no, I love that because again, it's adding that value and being more direct. And I think that's where, and not direct, like we talked about, not direct in a salesy way,
yeah,
but direct in, I really want to help you. I mean, that is my heart. It truly is. And I know, I do love that you said the voice memos. I try to do that a lot more, but I think you're exactly right. I need to be more consistent because I think my energy and how passionate I am about it, it comes through more as opposed to a text or a written type of response. But I love that.
I talked about this today, even in our networking call. And, you know, I think for a lot of you that are listening to this podcast or even Noelle, it's like making sure your audience knows that you can help them. Making sure your audience knows that you are the expert. And for everyone listening to this podcast, it's going to be very different for you, right? If you're listening to this podcast, you know, I'm very direct. I'm going to say exactly how I feel and exactly what I mean. That's going to be very different energy than how Noelle is going to show up, because that's not how Noelle is built. Noelle doesn't have a brash personality. Noelle just has like a different heart, a different way of doing things. Like she's going to show up differently, right? So you have to, one, find your voice that it's going to feel good to do that in, right? So it's like, wow, I really maybe listen to Jillian Murphy and like she's really direct. You can still be direct in your own way, okay? So like maybe you're an introvert or maybe you're someone who, whatever it is, you have to find your way. But making sure that your people know why you are the person they should be hiring. You can write this on a Canva slide and show it once a week. You can talk about it in your own personal story. You can talk about what makes you different in the online space versus every single coach out there, every single mentor out there. If you are in the online space and you are calling yourself a coach, a mentor, an expert, whatever it is, strategist, whatever it is you're calling yourself, you should be able to put a flag in what makes you different. And your audience should know what makes you different. And it's your job to tell your audience what makes you different. I just did this yesterday, you guys. I put an Instagram story out yesterday and I said, this is what it looks like, the work I do behind the scenes with companies. So if you're hiring a sales coach, don't hire someone because their content is pretty. Don't hire someone because their Instagram bio looks good. Don't hire someone because they read a book on being a sales coach and now they're a sales coach. Hire someone that's actually led sales companies, that's actually led organizations, that's actually helped people scale actual companies and businesses and like have actually like done sales. Do you know how many people out there are actually like sales coaches that have never had a sales job? It like blows my mind. This is where it's like, I stand in like what makes me different. So it's like, what makes Noelle different? What makes James different? What makes Amber different, right? And make sure you guys are saying those types of things so people actually know.
I love that, because that actually leads me to the other question that I had, which kind of is, there's two in that.
Yeah.
And it unfolds perfectly with what you just said. So part of my struggle has been, as I was transitioning into this space in my life to have Rise to Shine Co. and, you know, do all of that in the coaching space, I realized that my messaging was attracting a lot of other coaches and a lot of people like that. I know we briefly talked about this, but it's, my question is more direct in, now I need to make sure that I have content out there that is directly reaching my niche, which I have figured out, and we've done work on that in the program, which I love. So I definitely feel that happening. However, you know, what is your advice? What is your coaching and expertise in really being able to transform my audience and my followers to be people that are my people. Because like I said, I think that's another reason why I stay in a friend zone, because coaches, let's face it, coaches are getting the self-help. Mm-hmm. They know how to level up. They know how to do those things. So it's not really a lot of people in that magnitude. Yeah. It's the everyday woman that is, you know, working and with the kids and doing all of the things.
Yeah.
But they don't really know what self-help is other than a day at the spa or a girl's night out. They're not doing anything sustainable. And mm-hmm. that's what I need to show, is that that's where I can step in and mm-hmm. help you actually live that life.
Do you think that your ideal client, one, is on Instagram?
I believe Instagram and Facebook. Okay. I do think I have, because of my age.
Yeah.
I do believe that a lot of my people are on Facebook too.
Yeah, I do too. I would say, I think Facebook is a big place for you. So if we're not utilizing Facebook, definitely make sure that we are. And then the other thing, it's like, it's really important that if you are on Instagram, that you're targeting them at the time that they're on Instagram, right? Because if you think about it, if you're posting at 8 o'clock in the morning, because you're an entrepreneur, right, and that's when you post, they're in the kids line, and they're not posting then. So you're going to want to put your posts out at the time that it's actually like, they're going to be like scrolling. Maybe it's like at nighttime, or they're at 12 o'clock when their kids are at nap time, or whatever that is. So that's actually hitting them more or less. And the way that the algorithm works on Instagram is they're going to send you more of what you engage in. So if you have a lot of coaches that are following you, and that's not your ideal client, I talked about this today in the networking call, I would actually get rid of those people. Because what happens is, when Noelle and I connect on Instagram, I like Noelle's pictures, Noelle likes mine, she comments on my stuff, I comment on hers, the algorithm is very smart. And the algorithm says, oh, Jillian Murphy and Noelle like each other, and they engage in each other, so let's send more of those people to each other. So that is why my audience is filled with lots of Noelles, and there's lots of Noelles in the Infinity program, and there's lots of Noelles that I work with, because I'm very strategically connecting to my people. But if I was connecting all day to dog owners, and dog owners were not my ideal client, and Instagram kept sending them to me, it wouldn't matter how good my programs, products, and services were. It's actually a misalignment of who the actual buyer is. So I think the first thing is, maybe we need to just clean house a little bit of like who's consuming that content, and making sure it's like, you know, we want the right people consuming it. And you guys, the algorithm is so smart. It is so smart. I went through a breakup a couple of weeks ago, and for literally like 2 days, okay, like 2 days only, I was on like a kick where I was looking at like breakup coaches, and like I was binging Matthew Hussey's stuff. 3 weeks later, all I'm getting is all of these ads, like quit chasing men, find your higher purpose, like all of these things. Instagram knows the second you deter and look at something different, and they flood you with more of that type of content. So remember, if you're not getting what you want pushed to you, it's probably because you're like looking at those types of things. So my question back to Noelle, and if she was a client, I would ask her this, whose content are you consuming? Because if you're consuming a bunch of like Jillian Murphy or Anna or Haley or Inball or whoever, Instagram's like, oh, this is the content that she likes, let's keep sending her more. You need to be connecting to those types of people first, so that Instagram sends you them back.
Awesome. That's so, you know, such a smart thing. Now, question for you with Instagram and Facebook, is Facebook the same way as far as the algorithm goes?
It must be, because Matthew Hussey is all over my Facebook too, trying to sell me his relationship coaching.
Okay.
I think that they are very, very similar.
Okay.
The one thing that is nice about the algorithm on Facebook is that when you are mutually connected, they will show your stuff to other people. So let's say I'm Noelle's ideal client, and Noelle comments on my stuff. I can see that Noelle Cuskis commented on my stuff, and then it's like, oh, who is she? So your stuff can be seen a lot more on the Facebook algorithm. And that's also the same algorithm that LinkedIn follows. So Instagram is a little bit more like, you usually only see people that are in your feed, and it's usually between like 8 and 10% of your audience. But Facebook and LinkedIn follow the same algorithm, where they send you to people that you're connected to.
Oh, that is very interesting. I did not know that. I haven't really gotten into the LinkedIn world just yet. Yeah. I'm trying to really focus on Instagram and Facebook.
I would too.
And then, you know, we'll see how all of that goes. But definitely, again, what I'm learning in Infinity is simplify and do your thing.
You don't need to be on all the platforms. Right. You know what I mean? Like people say to me all the time, like I have a really good friend that's a LinkedIn expert, Melissa Hunault. And she's always like, oh my God, you're leaving so much money on the table on LinkedIn. I'm like, that's okay. Because I already know what works for me. I already know what works in my business. Why am I going to leave what's already working to go over here and like maybe try something else at work? So you guys, if you're already on a platform that works, just get really good on that. I know I could probably crush it on YouTube, but it's like, I already know what works. So just stay on the things that already work for you.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. Last question for you. When it comes to leads and, you know, with this whole thing, here's an example. Yeah. I had a friend that reached out to me today and texted me by saying, hey, I have a neighbor that was talking about how she is feeling so stuck and she just is miserable and she might want to, you know, take an early retirement, do something different. And I immediately thought of you because I know that, you know, this is kind of your specialty. And she said, in addition to that, I told her to reach out to you. What do you do with that?
Yeah. So
the best thing to do with that?
Yeah. So did she connect you on a group or were you just like,
okay. Just a personal text.
Okay. And then she sent you the person's like name to connect.
She gave me the name. Yes. Yeah, but no phone number, nothing like that. She just said, I told her to connect with you.
Okay. So I would do a couple of things. One is I would ask the person back. Let's say it was Noelle that sent me this message. I would say, hey, Noelle, thank you so much for, you know, this possible introduction. I am so insanely grateful for it. What I would love, just so that it's not weird or awkward, would you mind making the intro for us together on a group text so that I can introduce myself to this person? It's always going to be better than you just like reaching out, right? So I would absolutely ask for that type of thing. That would be one thing that I would do. Okay. Number two is if that doesn't work, that doesn't feel aligned to you where you're just like, hey, I don't really want to wait on my friend. I would personally reach out to her and I would say, hey, Noelle, I got your information today from our good friend X, Y, and Z. Love that she thought enough of you to give me your information. I would love to learn a little bit more about you and where you're at right now in your life. Looks like she was trying to start something new. If you're open to a conversation, let me know the best way to connect with you.
Awesome.
I would do it like one or two ways. You're always going to get better feedback when someone connects you.
Right.
And this is the other thing. This is like a little side note for all of you guys. Whenever you're introducing people together, make sure you get both parties like permission before you connect people. There is nothing that annoys me more than when I get a text message and it's like, hey, Jillian, I'm just connecting you with my friend, Kelly Brock. Here's my friend, Kelly Brock. I thought you guys would be like great connections to build a business together. And now it's like, fuck, I don't want to talk to Kelly or I don't know Kelly or I don't have time for this or I also want to protect my phone number or whatever it is, right? You always want to ask, hey, Jillian, I'd really love to connect you to my friend Kelly. Is that okay with you? Kelly, I would love to connect you to my friend Jillian. Are you okay with that? And are you okay if I put you guys on a mutual text thread?
Yeah. Love that.
It's like a really quick thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Just having that respect for people because you don't want anyone to feel awkward and feel forced or pressured into having to have a conversation with someone.
And I think too, like, I think it's just like people want to protect like their own like numbers and things like that. Yeah. It's just awkward. So I would ask your friend to connect you guys for sure.
Okay. I love that. That's what I mean.
How are you going to connect with her and not be in the friend zone? What are you going to say? Let's role play it.
Right. So this is exactly right. It's, you know, going back to, I loved your idea of doing a connection through asking both the permission. I think that that's great because then it puts us directly in contact with each other without her feeling like there's anything invasive to that. Yeah. And I love what you said. I love being able to say, you know, hey, I heard from X, Y, and Z. Yeah. And I would just rather than how are you? How are things going? I can now say, hey, I love that she cared enough about you to connect you with me. And I would love to help you. What is it that is going on in your life that you're struggling with right now?
Yeah.
You know, it may be even something that, cause she did use the exact phrase, she's feeling stuck, and being able to say, what's going on? What are you stuck in? Yeah. So I can just get that conversation moving like I said, out of that friend zone and just going in as this is what I do.
Yeah.
I think that's brilliant.
You know, and for a lot of us, you know, we're asking people maybe questions about their business or their marriage or their nutrition or whatever it is. And remember, like, these people are new to us, right? So you want to go a little bit delicately, right? So like for this woman, like if she's stuck, you might say, like, let's say her name's Noelle. You could say, hey, Noelle, you know, I love that your friend thought enough about you to connect us. I know that you're currently stuck right now in your life. One, know that you're in good hands because I absolutely was once where you were too. And this is why I do the work that I do. So like, I absolutely have you, my friend. And number two, anything that you are going through that you're being stuck with, I'd love to walk through that with you. So it's just a little bit different versus like, hey, what are you currently stuck with? Like, I don't really know you. And I work with so many people that like are in like the health space or marriage space. And it's like, hey, what are you currently struggling with in like your business or your marriage or your health or your whatever? And it's like, I don't really know I'm good enough yet. But it's like, hey, letting them know that you were once there.
Yes.
That also creates this like sense of like, she gets me.
Yeah. And just that she sees me and, you know, no, that's so true. And coming at it delicately, because let's face it, people who are going through a hard season in life or are feeling stuck, a lot of that is very personal.
Very personal.
So I love that you said that just go, hey, I've got you, my friend. You know, I've been there. I think that is such an important element. So I appreciate that. It just feels, and I think that's where I was really looking for that place of like, what feels right for my personality? That's why I loved that you already have a little bit of a background on who I am as a person to be able to say, this would be a good avenue for you to take. Because like you said, you and I are different with the way,
totally.
I mean, I always say, I love that you are straightforward because I'm like in between. I'm a little bit of the woo and the sweet. And then I'm also, I like to be straightforward with certain things, but it's the sales that I always got caught up on. And I was like, oh, what do I say? And that's why I think that triggered me so much. Cause it was like people going, I can't stand when people say, hey, do you have 5 minutes or can I pick your brain? Like it's almost like those excuses to get into their world instead of just being compassionate and straightforward.
Yeah. Even something as simple, you guys, as like, let's say Noelle is in the DMs with someone, right? And maybe her thing is like, she really loves hearts, right? Like she's loving and caring. And I'm not saying I'm not loving and caring because I hold my clients with such love and grace.
You love us all. Right?
Yeah. I love them all, you guys. And I always say like, you might listen to this podcast and think that like, you know, I'm a hard ass, but like, I'm the first one to like hold my clients when they cry and like love on them and all the things. But let's say Noelle, for an example, wants to like really hold her clients. Maybe some of the emojis that she uses is like a sunshine or a heart, right? Like even things like that are going to let her client feel a certain way. Where like, I'm always using like fire emojis or like bombs or things like that, because I want to activate my people to move. I want to get them to go, right? So even something as simple as that in the DMs, it's like, what feels really good for you? And then let's go, right? So even the other day, someone asked me about the Infinity program and it wasn't a good fit for her right now. And I was like, hey, when you're ready to go, like I'm here for you. And at the end of it, like I didn't put a heart. I put like a fire emoji because that's like who I am, right? But Noelle could put that exact same message and put a heart after it. And her person could feel something totally different. So even just those little things like based on who you are is going to make a difference when you're transitioning in your sales conversations.
So good. And you do. That fire emoji always activates me.
Well, I'm glad. I mean,
always activates
for a while,
me.
So I'm glad it's working.
But then you'll turn around and, you know, you'll give me, you know, something like your infinity. Now you'll use your infinity. And I know that's like, that's your heart. That's like, that's who you are. And that's what I appreciate. So thank you today.
Yeah. How'd you like the hot seat coaching?
So good. So good. I loved it. And I'm so excited that other people are going to get to take part in this too.
Thank you. You guys, if you are interested in doing a hot seat coaching call and you want to come on the podcast, send me a DM. Let's get you on. Noelle, thank you so much for being here. Where can people find you? What do you have going on right now? Tell us all the things.
Yes. So of course, Instagram is where I hang out. Joyful_Noelle, Noelle. And I also have that podcast launching in April 23rd. And we will be on Spotify, you know, all the places that you can listen to a podcast. Amazing. It's called The Rise to Shine Podcast with Noelle Custis.
Amazing. What's the theme behind it? Like, who's it for? What are we going to be learning? What are we going to talk about?
Yeah, no, it's definitely for women and about women. There will be solo episodes where I will be coaching, tips, strategies, all of the things, sharing my story, how, you know, what I've been through, because there's a lot, lots of juicy things there.
I love it.
But every other episode will be women guests coming on and sharing their experiences, stories, how they've overcome things. And also, really, my whole inspiration for all of this is not only for you to be inspired as a woman, but for you to be empowered to take action and start to be able to create that life that you love to step into every day.
It's going to be so good. I mean, I could listen to you talk all day long, so I cannot wait for the podcast. Noelle, so thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you so much for being in my world. I can't wait to hug you in real life in just a little over a month from now. And you guys, make sure you guys follow Noelle, listen to her podcast, and get into her world. Noelle, thank you so much, my friend.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Scale Your Sales podcast. If today's episode has you fired up, would you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple or Spotify podcast? Or of course, you can always take a screenshot and share it on your social media. That is the way we grow this show and so that other people can absolutely learn how to grow their sales as well. I am on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to freaking love sales because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So remember, keep showing up and being unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, the sky is absolutely the limit. Until next time, happy selling, and my DMs are always open. I can't wait to get to know you better.